We give you the praise and we give you the honor because you are God. Thank you. I will praise you, Lord. I will worship you. I will adore you. So long as I live, with the strength I have, with all that I have, I will praise you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master. I feel very, very touched with all the testimonies, breaking the spell of delay, especially fruitfulness, and the pastor's testimony that brought so much oneness and unity among the church in that place. It is so beautiful to behold. To God be all the praise. That goes to show us that the body of Christ is one. There is no separate heaven for different churches. To God be all the praise. Appreciation and supplication, part 3. Because of time, I'm literally going to preach 2 messages back to back. So this is message number 1. Appreciation and supplication, part 3. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to verse 20. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who again so believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations? He's talking about Abraham. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith, and consider not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Our objective is to understand the connection between praise, thanksgiving, and prayer. We laid the foundation in the morning where we said that appreciation or thanksgiving is a vital component of fruitful praying, major component. We also said in that first service that appreciation is both the beginning and the end of praying. Is the beginning and the end of praying, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven. And when you close the prayer, say, For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So prayer begins with thanksgiving. And prayer concludes with thanksgiving. You have not prayed well until you have thanked well. You have not prayed well until you have praised well. That laid the foundation for the service this morning. Going further, 2 things are further important to note. First, that appreciation is an expression of faith. In the possibilities of God. It's an expression of faith. When you say thank you to God for what he did or for what he will do, that is a faith action. At the end of the day, we will see what that faith will do. People of faith know how to praise. People of doubt understand no praise. Second, appreciation is acceleration of manifestation. If you want God to do anything fast, begin to thank him for what he did before, for what he is doing now. It's acceleration of manifestation. Through thanksgiving, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes multiply. Having said all that, what is the focus of appreciation? Number one focus is appreciation for what he promised to do. Appreciation for his promises in the word. I think we'll put it like that. Appreciation for his promises in the word. Psalm 56 verse 4. He said, in God I will praise his word. I will praise his word. Verse 10 of the same Psalm 56, he said, in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. You don't only praise him, you praise his word. You praise him for what he promised to do. Psalm 106 verse 12, he said, then believed they his words, and they sang his praise. Those who believe the word of God sing the praises of God. So what do we appreciate God for? We appreciate him for his promises in the word. Secondly, we appreciate him for what he is yet but sure to do. He's yet to do, but we know he is sure to do it. What he is yet but sure to do. What he is yet to do, but what we are sure he will do. Why are we sure? We are sure from his word. Is there any devil that can stop you from getting married? No. So begin to thank him for your husband to be. Is there any devil that can stop you from having a child? No. So start thanking him for your children that are yet to be born. Is there any devil that can stop you from fulfilling your days, that can kill you before your time? No. So start thanking him for your longevity. In John chapter 11 verse 41, before Jesus ever commanded Lazarus to come back to life, he thanked the Father for hearing him. Father, I thank you because you heard me already. I am grateful to you because Lazarus must come back to life. Somebody say amen. If you cannot thank God for what he is yet to do, then you are in doubt that he will do it. Hello? You are in doubt. There is no faith. You are doubting. That is why you can't thank him. But if you are not doubting, you will thank him. Somebody say amen. When we thank God, when we appreciate God like this, what result does it produce? What is the outcome? 1. The praise of faith moves God into action for desired outcome. The praise of faith. The praise of faith is that praise you give when what you are expecting hasn't happened yet. The praise of faith moves God into action for desired outcome. In the prison, Paul and Silas praised, and God moved into action for their desired outcome. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. It moves God. You are praising God when you haven't seen why you are praising God. Secondly, the praise of faith leads to acceleration, leads to the acceleration of expected manifestation. The acceleration of expected manifestations. Actually, praise is an accelerator. It makes things to happen faster than usual. I prophesied to someone here today. I said, I decree for somebody today. As we praise God during the Thanksgiving in a few minutes to come, whatever you are trusting God for shall be accelerated into manifestation. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive my acceleration of desired manifestation. I receive it now in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Message number 2. Today we came as part of our Harvest Glory services to break financial limitations and embargoes. And this was in the next 10 minutes. Breaking financial limitations and embargoes. Scarcity is not the will of God for his people. Shortage is not the will of God for his people. 3 John verse 2. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Did somebody shout for joy just now? First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17. Scarcity is not the will of God. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but they should trust in who? The living God. Who denieth us poorly, no things to endure. Are we reading the same Bible? The God of heaven, who some people feel is synonymous with poverty, that to be spiritual means to have shortage. The Bible is saying, He giveth us not some things, all things, not poorly, richly, not to endure. So
So God is interested in his people enjoying and not enduring life. Capital letter, red, underlined, yes. Somebody say loud amen. But why is it that there are so many people who are struggling for survival, even looking up to unbelievers for survival? There are five things that I would like you to take note of if financial embargoes must be broken. Number one, understand the position of the word for your finances. The word of God. Understand the position of the word. What did God say? What did the word say? I've already quoted some of the passages. But now, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. This is in the Bible. Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made more poor. That you through his poverty might be what? This is scripture. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. It says, saying, worthy, with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Why did he die again? To receive what? Riches. To receive what? Wisdom. And what again? Strength. And what again? Honor. And what again? Glory. And what again? Every of those things mentioned, they are inside the covenant. The blood covenant from Calvary. What does God say? It doesn't matter what a man says. The most important is, what did God say? What does the word of God say concerning my resources? Number one. Number two, develop faith in God as your source of all things. Faith in God as source. Don't place your faith in your education. Don't place your faith in your connections. Don't place your faith in your effort. Abraham said, I have lifted up my hand to the God of heaven that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet from the king of Sodom, in case he said, I made Abraham rich. Psalm 34 verse 5 said, they looked up to him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. For as long as you look up to men, you look up to systems, shame is inevitable. Am I communicating? There are people who believe in God, but they are still trusting in a human connection. They are still trusting in a political godfather. They are still trusting in a human contact, and God said that will never work. When we stepped into ministry, unfortunately, most of the churches we saw at that time, most of them have identifiable sponsors. So, this church, this is the man behind it. He's a big man, that's money. This one. And it was a surprise to us, right? And we didn't have anything like that. But we looked up to Jehovah, and for many years, God brought us to a point where we never looked up to a man from your days. Until today, till tomorrow, till forever, God remains source. You know what happened to me one day? I told you the story before. We're about to enter into healing and deliverance service. And at that time, my wife and I were still living in the rented house. We're in the rented house in this Abuja here for 13 months. 13 years. 13 years. And 6 months thereabout. There was enough money. Churches had been built, planted here and there. But we forgot ourselves. We forgot that we didn't have a house. So one man came one day. And he said, Pastor, I have a 7-bedroom duplex for you. And he mentioned a very popular place in town. 7-bedroom duplex. It has basement. Beautiful place. I said, what is it for? Was thinking, is it for sale? What do you want? He said, well, come and look at it first. If you like it, then we'll discuss the rest. I'll tell you what is on my mind. If somebody tells me like that, what will you think? He wants to give you a house. And he has enough money, billionaire. He wants to give you a house. But he came and he said, I should come with him. It's a Tuesday healing and deliverance service. And I said, service is on now. He said, no, that we should go now. That this is the time. He has time for us to go now. So I can see the house. That is, I should leave God. And leave the people who came suffering. And leave the people in pain. And we're still renting house. And go and look at 7-bedroom duplex. What will I tell God? And I told him, I can't go now. Can we reschedule? He said, okay. Shook his head and left. And I have not seen him again from that day. He vexed. Why shouldn't I leave God and follow him? Why didn't I leave suffering people and follow him? Why shouldn't I leave people in pain and follow him? That was the day. Another day in which it was confirmed where my eyes were looking. Whether it was looking to man or looking to God. 7-bedroom duplex in Abuja where you don't yet have a house. And that man left and I have no regrets. I stepped into the meeting, preached like somebody from another world. God confirmed his word, heal the afflicted. And I helped that woman there. And I returned back to the rented house. But today we are not in rent. We cannot be in rented house forever. I have been giving houses. A year ago, 2 years ago, thereabout, 4 years ago, that I have not had the time to see yet. Not one house. Inside and outside the country. When he saw that I despised house in favor of him, he said, if it is house, you'll be tired of it. I was in America. Somebody said, I have a house for you. I said, for what? He said, free of charge. I have a house for you. God said, I should give you the house. I said, okay. When next I return back, I might take a look at the house. When next I return to the country, yes. You follow what I'm saying? When God saw that the man's heart is not in those things, do you understand what I'm saying? I want us to stop looking away. Now, respect people, value people, honor people, but look up to God. Human beings are channels. God is the source. He will pass through channels to bless you, but never turn a channel into a source. That point number two looks so tiny. But it's a major reason why so many people are limited. My brother has refused to help me. I know so and so, but he refused to help me. And God is saying, for as long as you are looking for people to help you, let me watch you and the people. You know, one widow cried, one woman cried and said, help King of, oh King, in 2 Kings chapter 6. He said, if God does not help you from where? The king of Israel, the whole king, said, from where can I help you? From the barn floor? Or from the threshing floor? Where can I help you from? Please take your seat. So number two is develop faith in God as your source. Yes, let God use people, but let the major thank you go to God. Number three, maintain the vision of supernatural supply. Vision. Maintain that vision. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your life literally issues from your heart. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. He said, verse 19. I think I've missed something here. Ephesians 3, 19. 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. Ask or imagine. If God puts 1 billion in your hands, what will you do with it? I'm not talking of I'm going to buy cars or house. What kingdom thing will you do with it? Let the vision flow through your mind. We came from Asaba yesterday. Drastic miracles, signs, wonders. Until we almost lost count. Crowd, multitude, government representation, governor, governor's wife, deputy government, deputy governor's wife, the SSG, head of service, the speaker of the house. It's like the, just like a choir bomb says, like the leadership of the state sat there. And no single one naira was taken as offering on the crusade ground. Because we don't take offerings in our crusade grounds. Our conviction is that we went for the souls of the people, not for their money. Yet sound system, you should understand what it takes for a crusade to hold. And then on our return back, since we are returning on Saturday night, you cannot catch any flight. And we have to be here for 6 a.m. So two aircrafts were waiting, one chartered, one donated by somebody for the crusade for that purpose, to take us and bring us back. One of the men who donated that aircraft, he said to me one day, he said, whenever you are going for a crusade and I'm giving you an aircraft to use and come, just tell God that one of the souls that came out for the altar call, he should allocate one to my account. Him and his children say, that is enough for me. Just tell God to allocate one. That is, I am part of this soul winning. That's kingdom vision. That God, if you give me massive money, churches like this will be built from foundation to roof individually. Crusades will happen around the world. I will populate heaven and depopulate hell. The vision. What occurs to you determines what occurs for you. What goes through your heart determines what God puts in your hands. God is not looking for who to spoil with materialism. God is looking for people with kingdom vision so he can give them kingdom provision. Because the vision will always attract the provision. Am I communicating at all? He's looking for people like that. And I believe that he's raising people that will do different things for the kingdom in this end time. We are getting a trailer house. Trailer house is such that you can, bedroom is inside, bathroom is inside. It's like a trailer, but it's a house. Why? For village evangelism, interior rural evangelism, where there is no hotel, where there is nothing. And it will be here before, not too long. Some of the Christmas programs will be holding in villages, will be driving there. Am I communicating at all? You see, when it is in your heart to do, God will put it in your hand. So the vision must be in place. What will you do if God gives you this and gives you that? What will you do? What will you do? What will be recorded in your account with God in heaven? Number four, after you have maintained vision, number four is to walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Supernatural supply is a covenant. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease while the earth remaineth. If you wake up any morning and you step on the earth and it can carry your weight, then it is for sure that if there is a seed time, there must be a harvest time. If the earth does not give way under you, but the earth remains, seed time and harvest remains. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Paul the apostle said, I have taught you all things. I have showed you all things. How that so laboring, you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You may be happy that you receive something, but the blessing is in the giving. Giving of tithes, giving to the poor and less privileged, giving in free will offerings, giving as the Lord may lay your heart to the priests, giving for kingdom projects and so on and so forth. The blessing is there. You can get by labor, but it is better to get by divine favor. You can get by your wisdom. You can get things by your energy, but it is better to get by divine favor and open heavens. Somebody say aloud, amen. Walk in the covenant of supernatural supply. And finally, definitely not the least, walk in financial integrity. Financial integrity. Abraham said, I will not take to me what is yours, king of Sodom. I won't take what is yours and put in my own. Psalm 5 verse 12 said, the Lord will bless the righteous, not the crooked. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, not the crooked, not the fraudulent. With favor, you will compass him about with a shield. You know the reason why the blessing of the Lord is lacking among some children of God? It's because they are in church and they are still crooked like unbelievers. One of the days we had a Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting. One of the men that shared with us at that time, he told us publicly in that meeting, he said, he got his first aircraft, I think how many years ago, and he has had 9 aircraft since then. Not bicycle. He said one of his secrets is, if you give him, this is 100 million naira, hold it for me. He said the note, the denomination of the money that you gave to him, that is what he will return back, even if it is 10 years later. He said he wouldn't even invest it since you didn't give him to invest. He wouldn't even invest it and return it. He said you gave him to keep. He keeps it and hands it over to you the way you gave him. No wonder today he is effortlessly in billions. He's the number one in his realm in this country today, in his realm. Am I communicating at all? People are still duping each other, cheating people. Two brethren do business and then you have a challenge. You have case to settle. Anything God does not give you does not increase you. It will reduce you. Anything God does not give you will not increase you. If you got it crookedly, it will reduce you. Please, don't delay God. He wants to bless you. There are some businesses you shouldn't do at all. It's not for you at all. Because the businesses that bring you into permanent compromise, into permanent crookedness, is not for you at all. Is God speaking to somebody here? Talking of breaking financial limits. You see some people, they are coming up gradually. Oh, this young man is coming up now. He's going to be a billionaire soon. After a while, everything nosedives. Then if you have to find out the details, some crooked deal. Cheat somebody and push them out. Lie to somebody and buy something and lie that he bought it for this amount so he can gather some 100 million or 10 million. Listen. God gave Adam the whole garden. He said, eat all this fruit, but this one, don't eat it. The serpent came and tempted Adam that the one God said you shouldn't eat is very sweet. Adam went and ate that one fruit. He ate the fruit and lost the garden. God said, since you have eaten what I have said you shouldn't eat, the one I say you should eat, don't eat it again. Move out. Move out. On your marks, get set, get out. Kicked him out. So it is possible to eat one fruit and lose the garden. There are businesses people are doing. It's like the eating of a fruit. And God said, I have billions in mind for you. But you are cheating somebody with only 10 million naira. And I have $10 billion that I am walking in your direction. Since 10 million naira is too much in your eyes, forget about the billions. Eat the 10 million. And let this 10 million remain with you for life. Let it do you and your children and your great-grandchildren. Is this thing very hot this afternoon? Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. When I was a young man, I was assisting a man who was a trader. So he supplies things. And we went somewhere, and I was the one who was, it wasn't that I was even born again yet, just normal person that has conscience. And the person overpaid. I was the one that was overpaid. And I rushed to the person I was, the ogre, and I said, sir, see an overpayment. He said, what is that? But bring it. So what are you talking about? It's a blessing. I was a small boy, like 12 or something. It's a blessing. He collected it. Didn't return it to the person. That man dried until he came to the ground floor. He did not rise from that ground floor before he died. Am I communicating? Anything God did not give you does not add anything to you. It only subtracts. From this moment forward, there are businesses they will bring to you, say, this one came to destroy my destiny. I won't touch it. This one came to steal my garden. I won't touch this fruit. This one came to close my doors. I won't touch you. This one came to disconnect me from God. I have no business with this business. Stand up on your feet. can give you supernatural supplies. God can supply you things. But you have to deal on the grounds of integrity. Stretch your two hands in front of you as you pray the prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today thanking you for your goodness, your kindness, your love, and your mercy. Father, thank you for your word. Open my eyes to understand your word position for my life. Father, give me the grace to look up to you only and to look up to no man. Say, Father, help me to maintain kingdom vision. Vision for your assignment. Father, help me to walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in financial integrity. I receive that grace, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God now in prayers. Grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. To walk in financial integrity. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. To walk in financial integrity. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. While we remain standing, just a minute, I am going to pray and ask God to break limitations from us financially and lift up embargoes. But before I pray that prayer, those who want to hand over their lives to Jesus, not even because there is a financial issue or you have financial malpractice, but you want to make your ways right with God, you want to be genuinely born again, you want today to mark a new day for you, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly step forward here and let us pray for you. Lord, I give you my heart. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. I'll get back.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody see.
Lord, I give you
my heart. I give you my heart.
I give you my,
soul.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way,
Lord. Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you,
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take,
every moment I'm away,
every moment I'm away,
all my way,
Lord, have your way
with me.
I welcome you all today to the presence of the Lord. If you are still coming, quickly come forward. Come and make your ways right with Jesus. Come and let today mark a turning point for you. You are tied by alcoholism, by a bondage, by a lifestyle, or you backslid and you want to return back to God, quickly rush forward.
But my mind made up, and I would turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind,
made up,
and I
would turn back, because I want.
See my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind up.
I've got my mind made up.
And I ain't no
room. Turn back.
Because
I want. See my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made up. And I won't turn back.
Because I want. To see my Jesus someday.
Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Grace to live for you. I receive that grace. I thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I decree that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.